From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. German police have searched the homes of the German co-pilot who is believed to have crashed an Airbus jetliner into the French Alps on purpose, killing himself and 149 others. On Friday, police searched the two homes where 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz stayed when not flying, an apartment he kept in the German city of Düsseldorf and his parents' home in the small German town of Montabaur. Zlata Sahok reports.
Flight recordings indicate that Lubitz most likely locked the pilot out of the cockpit before deliberately ramming the aircraft into a mountain. The investigation so far has revealed that Lubitz had a period of depression, which forced him to take a six-month break from flight training. Before resuming the training, he passed physical and psychological tests. Experts say that crash makes it clear the procedures are inadequate.
The aptitude tests will have to be revised. The psychological part will have to be extended massively.
German aviation expert Harald Stocker says a deliberate plane crash will affect the commercial airline industry as profoundly as the September 11 terrorist attacks did in 2001. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Fighter jets are striking rebel targets in Yemen for a second consecutive day as part of a Saudi Arabia-led regional effort to oust the Shiite Houthi group that has taken over much of the country. Coalition warplanes pounded military bases and other rebel-held targets in and around the capital Sana'a Friday, according to officials and witnesses. Military officials also said airstrikes targeted the northern province of Sada'a. This is VOA News. U.S. and Iranian negotiators are set Friday to continue a final round of talks on Tehran's nuclear program as a March 31st deadline to reach a framework deal draws closer. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Thursday with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif in Lausanne, Switzerland. Both sides have expressed optimism a deal can be reached. The human rights group Amnesty International says Palestinian militants committed war crimes during last year's war in Gaza. The accusation comes months after the agency made the same charge against Israel. Amnesty said in a new report Thursday that militants, including Hamas, killed Israeli and Palestinian civilians with unguided rockets and mortars. Palestinian officials have not yet responded to the Amnesty report. Israel denies committing war crimes. The United Nations says the humanitarian crisis in Syria has become increasingly grim. UN humanitarian chief Valerie Amos told the UN Security Council that the number of Syrians who risk death by starvation, dehydration, and the lack of medical care has nearly doubled from earlier estimates to roughly 440,000.
At a time when needs are growing and the humanitarian community should be scaling up its response, the government continues to put in place measures that are not practical and slow down our response. So far this year, the United Nations has requested access to 33 locations for the delivery of aid through interagency convoys. Only three have been agreed.
Amos asked the council to make it clear to the government of President Bashar al-Assad that critical humanitarian aid is not getting to tens of thousands of people in need. South Korea on Friday demanded the immediate release of two nationals arrested in North Korea on espionage charges. North Korea announced late Thursday that it had arrested two South Korean men last year in the Chinese border city of Dandong. State media said the two were working to smear North Korea. The official Korean Central News Agency said the two took part in an anti-DPRK smear campaign organized by U.S. intelligence and the South Korean National Intelligence Service. South Korea described the allegations as groundless. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill that proposes deep cuts to the federal budget, setting up a protracted fight between congressional Republicans and Democratic President Barack Obama. At an all-night session that lasted until early Friday, senators passed their version of a balanced budget plan that proposes $5.1 trillion in spending cuts. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.